dictation for Joanne, J-O-A-N-N, Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S, December 31, 41. Address as a letter to Dr. Russell Anderson, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Anderson, consultation for Mrs. Curtis Joanne with abnormal kidney function. She has prior bladder renal cancer, left-sided nephrectomy with partial bladder resection. This was 1997. Did not receive any chemotherapy or radiation treatment. There has been no recurrence. She has chronic incontinence of urine. Within the last 1 year, there has been diagnosis of bilateral posterior uveitis, has been on steroids and CellCept, as well as intraocular shots, University of Michigan, worse on the right-sided, fluctuating levels of kidney function, stable weight and appetite, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal discomfort, constipation without bleeding. There is frequency, urgency, nocturnal incontinence, wears a pad. Treated for question urinary tract infection a few months back. No gross claudication symptoms, minimal numbness and edema, no discolor of the toes, denies chest pain palpitation dyspnea, denies orthopnea PND, no oxygen, paralysis of insomnia, according to husband, some degree of snoring, uses inhalers for COPD, no purulent material hemoptysis, unsteadiness but no falling, next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, denies heart abnormalities. She's been told about congestive heart failure, but no coronary artery disease or procedures, no arrhythmia or pacemaker, no rheumatic fever, endocarditis, or valve abnormalities. There is a stable neuropathy, no ulcers, obesity, no TIS stroke seizures. She's not aware of gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease. No kidney stones. Next paragraph, surgeries, as indicated before, left kidney and part of bladder resection, a rupture of Achilles tendon, right-sided, requiring repair. 2 years back, 3+ parathyroid remove at Midland, benign from primary hyperparathyroidism, right knee replacement, appendix, never had a colonoscopy. Next paragraph. No reported allergies. Next paragraph. Medications include metoprolol, Zocor, lisinopril, Januvia, vitamin D, inhalers, CellCept, HCTC, albuterol, alendronate. Off the prednisone. Occasionally Advil, probably once every week at the most. Next paragraph, denies alcohol, smoke half a pack per day, beginning age 18, but discontinued 20 years ago. No family history of kidney problems. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 218, 67 inches tall, blood pressure initially 166/96, repeat 160/70 on the left, alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, morbid obesity, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, symmetrical pupils, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no carotid Brewer JVD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal distension or tenderness, minimal edema, non-focal. Some skin lesions suggestive of warts, lower extremities. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from August. Mild anemia, 12.6, normal white blood cell platelet, RDW prolonged, 16.5, normal albumin liver function test, creatinine 1.3, representing a GFR 41 stage 3B. Notice that the creatinine has fluctuated March this year 1.5, 1.19, June 1.45, July 2.32, August 1.45, and the present level. Last urine analysis in July, 1+ of protein, trace of blood. Last A1C May 6.1. Prior hepatitis panel B and C negative in January. At the time of diagnosis of posterior uveitis, December 2024, C-reactive protein sedimentation rate was normal. Testing for ANCA was negative. HLA-B27 negative. Testing for syphilis negative. Quantiferon TB negative. ACE level not elevated. Albumin creatinine ratio not elevated August last year. Prior protein electrophoresis November 2023. Low level of albumin. No monoclonal protein. Protein electrophoresis. No monoclonal protein. Back in November 2023, vitamin D 125 elevated, upper normal 78, she was 142. Although calcium at that time was minimal elevated, PTH suppressed as expected for prior parathyroid surgery. There has been elevation of bilirubin. I can trace back elevations of creatinine. Around 2018, at the time of elevated calcium PTH. Before that was around 0.8 to 1. A kidney ultrasound from June. Right side at 10.2. No obstruction, no masses, no stones. No abnormalities of the bladder. Echocardiogram in June this year. Normal ejection fraction. 10 degree of diastolic dysfunction. A CT scan high resolution, no sarcoidosis. There was lumbar hernia. On the left side, erase the left side. Incidental left sided adrenal myelolipoma, adenoma. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, isolated fluctuating levels that has returned to baseline. It's not clear the etiology, no activity in the urine, no obstruction urinary retention, coincidental with the use of CellCept. However, she denies any nausea, vomiting, GI losses. She has no uremic symptoms. Blood pressure remains elevated. She mentioned a component of white coat hypertension. She's doing testing on a regular basis. I have no objections for her to continue the CellCept. I don't see any active vasculitis that could be associated to posterior uveitis. We are repeating, however, a urine analysis. We are checking protein creatinine ratio to see if there is any potential monoclonal activity. If persisting abnormalities, we will retest plasma cell disorder. We might consider doing a renal Doppler for renal artery stenosis, as she has only one kidney. In the meantime, she is tolerating lisinopril. She is not on anti-inflammatory agents on a regular basis, continue other blood pressure medicines, including beta blockers, diuretics. All issues discussed with the patient at length, continue to follow.